So rehearsals today have gone really well. We got here a lot quicker than I thought we would. But I suppose you need to, you know, go like the clappers when you've got all the different. You've got your actors and then your youth, your young actors and your band as well. But I think we're in a really good place. Really good place. We did our first run through yesterday, and it was a really good skeleton for what I think will be a fantastic show. It's weird when a show of this ilk, because the quality of the script is fantastic, because it's so close to the film, and when it's so close to the film, yet it translates so perfectly onto stage, you know that it's going to be well loved, because Brastoff is one of those northern stories that are just inherently in your DNA, because actually it's so truthful to what went on, and people still feel so passionate about it. Even if they didn't feel it, didn't experience it firsthand. Your second, third generation, you know, I wasn't down the mine, but I feel like I was, or I should have been, if I had that choice now, but we don't. But it's been great. It's really interesting working, because I've just come from working in a very different way, a real ensemble, whereas then you go back into a director-led, really director-led new stuff, and it was quite nice to just allowing myself to just have an actor's head on and not a director's head, which is really useful and quite freeing in a way, particularly when you trust someone of Sarah's ilk and standard, that she's just the way that she converses with a 7-year-old and then a 60-year-old actor and then a musician who is fantastic at what they do, but they've never been on stage before. It's just, you're like, wow, okay. And like Jake was mentioning before about how good you just absorb that in. And that feeds into everyone else's confidence, because you know everyone's got their own job to do. So you're confident in your own part and you can concentrate on that. And then when you're in a place that you're confident with that, go, I've got this, then it's really nice, because you can give as much as you possibly can to all the other actors and the musicians and the children, because I'm sure we'll be nervous, but they'll probably be a lot more nervous than we will. So it's nice that we can go, do you know what, don't worry about it, look, this is really, and you can genuinely believe that and say it with utmost conviction that this is going to be good, but you want to hold that back a little bit, because you go, you don't want to give the, it is going to be good, but you don't want to, you sort of go, I want people to realise that for themselves, because when people go, oh, how is it, you go, oh, it's okay, because if you go, oh, it's the best thing you'll ever see, which it is, but it's better than to sort of like pull that punch a little bit. Go, oh, watch for yourself. Just make sure you get a ticket. That's it. It's going to sell really well. And it's nice. And I think it's. I think that this time the fact that the gala night falls on this show in particular, and at this juncture in not just the UK's sort of position in the time it is with everything that's going on politically and the scale of things, I think it's really important, actually. It's really poignant, and I think it will be. I think that's why I think this will go really well. And I think actually having that gala night, if you're going to come and watch this, I would choose the gala night, because you get to celebrate that, and it's that extra, you get the champagne, the canapes, you get to doll up nice and go to the theatre, but also see something that is going to be really good. And I think that was particularly on the gala night, I'm hoping we give it that extra little nudge of sort of celebratory. Particularly when we hit that ball, but all. But it's great, and it's definitely worth it. I think, the ticket prices here, I've played in quite a few places around the UK, and what's great about here is that they're reasonable, and not just reasonable, you get quite a lot of your money, particularly again on the gala night. You could spend that money in the West End and still not even, be still stuck in the wings, stuck over some bald man's head, with the lights reflecting off his head, bonds. But for this, every seat is a great seat in the theatre. And, you get welcome, red carpet treatment, in you come, sit down, enjoy yourself, and we'll have a party afterwards. I can't wait to get the show finished so I can go and have a look at the entertainment. I'm like, oh, yes, thank you for the glass of bubbly. Now for the entertainment. So, no, I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be great.